our special guests this week are Loretta Lynn, Steve Warner, Lyle Lovett, the Million Dollar Band, along with a whole hee-haw gang, Archie Campbell and Gunilla Hutton, Grandpa Jones and George Lindsay, Minnie Pearl and Victoria Holman, Gordy Tapp and Ronnie Stoneman, Misty Rowe and Gaylord Sartain, Jenny Bryce and Linda Thompson, Lulu Roman and Doug Taylor, Marianne Rogers and Jeff Smith, Jackie Waddell, Kelly Billingsley and Early Mandrell, Kathy Baker and Shotgun Red, the Rodney Lay Band and Fancy, the Hee Haw Band and the National Edition. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Roy and Ray Stevens.
Welcome back to our show, Ray. Are you still as big a Hee Haw fan as you used to be?
Oh, yeah. I watch every chance I get, Roy. As a matter of fact, I saw one show I liked really well a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, which one was that?
Well, I don't rightly recall, but I do know it was funny.
Oh, that one. We could use a little comic relief right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Stevens.
Well, me and Doris went on vacation. We decided we needed more than recreation, so we enrolled in a Bible camp retreat. I got the directions, and we took off. It only took 6 hours to get completely lost, way back up in the hills of East Tennessee. Well, it was getting real dark, and I was starting to fret, and Dar said, "Look yonder, Ben, that's it." She pointed to the lights in this little church way back in the bush. An old man met us, I said, "Just two," and he escorted us down to the very first pew. And I said, "Doris, I don't think this is the right place." She just said, "Hush." Well, they preached some sermons and sang some songs. Then they preached some more, went on and on, nearly wore me out. I mean, I'd have that awful take. Then they pulled down the shades and things quieted down. This guy next to me punched me, said, "Pass this down." I turned and looked, son of a gun, he handed me a snake. Oh, the night that me and Doris went running through the forest, we backed up in the hills of Tennessee. I believe, all right, I believe I'll leave. And I reached for Doris, but she done fainted away, white as a sheet. Couldn't pick her up, couldn't find the door, and them rattlers was crawling all around the board, friends. That's when the spirit hit my feet. I started running down aisles and bouncing off walls like somebody teed off a new golf ball in a tile bathroom. I mean, I was a moving on. I'd run past Doris every minute or two, tried to shake her, but it wasn't no use. For a while there, I thought the Lord had called the poor thing home. Then somebody dropped a big one in her lap. Doris come to and something in her snap. She grabbed that thing by the tail, commenced to swinging it around. Then she gave it a crack like Lash LaRue. And his head come off and sailed across the room. Then she did a tap dance on the rest of them suckers till it was all day. Well, I grabbed her by the hand. We headed to the car. She hollered at the preacher, "I don't who you are, where you came from, or how you ever learned how to preach. But let me tell you something, you old raggedy scamp, you don't know nothing about running no Bible camp. And me and my husband on our way to Daytona Beach." Oh, the night that me and Doris went running through the forest, we backed up in the hills of Tennessee.
Up the word tummy, T-U-M-M-Y, tummy. Many people think that there's a slang word for stomach or the abdomen. No, children, no. The word is used like, why are you so mean, tummy?
Hi, Lee.
Yep.
Is your husband as cheap as they say?
Cheap? Well, it was 2 years after we were married before he gave me a wedding ring.
2 years? Why so long?
Well, I ain't sure, but he stopped eating Cracker Jacks right after that.
Linda, would you marry old Archie Campbell if he was worth $1 million?
No way.
What if he was worth $1 billion?
A chance.
What if he was worth $1 trillion?
Well, sure. But now you're talking big money.
A fool and his money will eventually wind up in Las Vegas.
Hey, Roy, here's one of my favorite young singers.
I know what you mean, Ray. Here's Steve Warner.
Hee-haw follows this news about Fibacon, a whole new dimension in health irregularity and good digestive health.
I'm still laughing about this old battery. Welcome to my flea market. I'm Jerry Ralph, R.B. Bob Beavis. Look what we got for you right here. William Lee Golden's beard trimmer, donated by the Elfin Toys. For you people that are high-strung, 99 cents, no problem. Folks, this is real special. This is fan mail from Johnny Cash right here. Not from him, to him. He won't mind if we take a peek at it and see what's in here. Dear Johnny, you sure are pretty. How about singing me one of them country tunes?
Victoria, I understand that you used to be very, very shy.
That's very, very true, Ray. But then I joined a club for shy persons.
Did you meet a lot of folks that way?
Oh, not really. I mean, everyone was too shy to go to the meetings.
Sounds like one of my concerts.
Here's a talented young performer who is as much a poet as he is a singer, Mr. Lyle Lovett.
How do you do it?
Well, thank you, Steve. I guess I get it from my mama. She was always looking on the bright side.
A real optimist, eh?
Uh-huh. Why, when she came home from the laundromat to fold the clothes, she would say, "Look, I found an extra sock."
Just like you requested.
Well, you'd better brace yourself, Mr. Nagger. I got some bad news for you. Your wife has filed for divorce.
Really?
Why, that's wonderful. Yippee! Well, then, hold on there. I guess you don't view this thing according to the way I do, because you don't have the experience I've had.
Well, we view this thing differently because you don't have the wife I've got.
Well, both of you alike. What's this? This commercial.
Shopping is a beautiful experience at the all-new Land's End Gift Shop, featuring Hummel figurines and Yankee candles. Land's End Gift Shop, Bailey Island, Maine.
Here's a country legend that gets better and better. Loretta Lynn.
Is an all-American brain. The white come from my grandma. She's a red-headed Irish man. The blue come from the man I love, cause of this voice that I do. That leaves me a mixed up with a red, white, blue. Indian squaw. Everybody calls me a half breed. That's what you get when you sow little red and a white thing. The white man said he married me. He lied cause babies do. That leaves me a mixed up with a red. White fathers had it planned to take the red man's land. Well, think I'm prejudiced, but I never lie to you. There's war, red blood running through my veins, and I wish my skin was too. I wish my skin was too.
Physique.
Marry him.
Laverne?
What?
You know, I decided I want to be a beautician.
Whoa. A beautician?
Yep.
Well, what do you know about fixing hair?
Well, I could learn.
Yeah, I guess you could. You might have something there. You know, Ida Lee?
Yep.
I think that'd be really good for you.
Why, thank you, Laverne.
I was just thinking one look at you could curl anybody's hair.
Adelie told me the best way to get ants out of the kitchen is to pour molasses all over the living room rug.
He also salutes my hometown, Klein, Texas, population 49,000.
You know, I'd like to put an ad for work in your paper. I'm going to have to take in washing and ironing.
Oh, Adelie, what a shame. What's wrong with that lazy husband of yours?
Well, Miss Minnie, I think he's got that occupational disease.
Oh, no. An occupational disease?
Yeah, work makes him sick.
I once seen one of them big city weather reports, and they keep giving you the temperature at the airport. What for? I mean, how many people live at an airport?
Now here's Ray Stevens, Roy Clark, the whole Hee-Haw Gang, and Pickin' and Grinning!
Yeah! I'm a kicking, and I'm a grinning.
York together many years ago.
I sure do.
And you said someday you're going to be a great singer.
Right.
And a great musician.
That's right.
And a great comedian.
You got that right.
Tell me, Roy, what happened?
Keep playing until somebody gets it right. By the way, I was in your audience last night for your show.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You were something else. You had them right there in the palm of your hand.
Well, thanks.
Well, for your last number, the entire audience was sitting there with their mouths open.
Really?
Yeah, they all yawned at once.
You know, Roy, you are a perfect example of comic relief.
Well, thanks, Ray.
Yep, you relieve the show of all its comedy.
I got 10 laughs in a row last night.
Yeah, but it wasn't the row I was sitting in. Oh.
Here's $1,000 band, but in my eyes, they're worth a million. Jethro Burns, Johnny Gimble, Chester Atkins, Boots Randolph, Danny Davis, and Floyd Kramer, Charlie McCoy and the Hee-Haw Band, and Let Her Go Boys.
Does anybody know why Gaylord isn't here today?
I know. He had to stay home because he's helping his daddy wash the truck.
It takes two people to wash a truck?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Gaylord holds the sponge while his dad drives the truck back and forth.
Some people think that we should get rid of all guns, knives, and brass knuckles in our schools. But I don't agree. After all, the teachers need something to protect themselves.
Laundry.
To tell you the truth, I can't keep my money long enough for it to get dirty.
Hey, what is
that?
Hey, Dad, I see you come in for some home cooking, huh?
Shoot, if I want some home cooking, I'd stay at home.
Well, ain't you the winning one?
Yeah. Hey, Elma, what you got brewing today? You call that soup?
Nah, I call it dishwater.
Daughter,
what?
I thought I told you I don't want you to be going out with ne'er-do-wells anymore.
Ne'er-do-wells? But, Pa, I told you my new feller is a sweater salesman.
Oh, yeah? How do you know he's a sweater salesman?
Because he told me he wants to pull the wool over your eyes.
I wonder if he knows my size.
Lyle, I hear you're going to take a bride.
Yep.
So I guess you'll be taking out a big insurance policy, huh?
Oh, no. I don't think she's that dangerous.
Please welcome again, Steve Warner.
There's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on life's highway. On city streets, down country roads, like a stream, the people flow. There's bread to win and toast to pay on life's highway. Like
shotgun brought down a big goose, and it's roasting in the oven with a lot of tasty juice. Fried green tomatoes and black-eyed peas, yeast rolls and jelly. You'll like some of these. Yum, yum.
Grandpa gave a big party for all of his friends. The highlight of the evening was when they played bobbing for dentures.
Once again, would you welcome my co-host, Ray Stevens.
One, two, three, ho!
Well, you say you just got married, and your husband is a jewel. Graduated summa cum laude from a big northeastern school. Has a doctorate in physics and a master's in physics. Was the captain of the football team. There's not a book he hasn't read. Well, sure. But can he eat? Can he play spoon? Make music with his armpit? Little animals from balloons. Can he whistle Dixie while eating crackers and covering one eye? Can he love you half as much as I? He's climbing the corporate ladder. In business, he's a gem. General Motors never had a vice president as young as him. Say he wrote a computer program to save $8 million. And found a way to cut the cost on all the cars and trucks. Big deal. I just want to know, can he eat? Does he have much charm? Can he wiggle his ears and juggle up beers and make a frog in your arm? I bet he can't do this. No matter how hard he tries, can he love you half as much as I? Brag how he's so cultured, how he sculptures and he writes. Well, did you know that now I go to culture classes every night? I'm a devotee and a connoisseur of black velveteen art. I have a painting of Rambo that glows in the dark. So he makes 200,000 per can press 300 pounds. So he drives a red Ferrari, lives on that snooty side of town. So you're gonna sail around the world in this tacky, gaudy yacht. So he spends vacations working with Mother Teresa in India. So what?
Kind of superficiality can wear pretty thin.
I just want to know, can he eat? Can he play the spoons? Make music with his armpit? Little animals from balloons? Can he whistle Dixie while eating crackers and covering one eye? Can he love you half as much? Does he have my charm? Does he have my touch? Can he love you half as much as I?
Well, I just love having you visiting with us here in Cornfield County.
Well, the pleasure is mine, Camilla. You know, I watch Hee Haw every week, and frankly, I just wanted to see more of you girls.
Oh, well, you can. We're all going swimming in our new bikinis tomorrow.
Ray Stevens, I cannot believe that you ain't been by my office for a checkup.
Well, I'd love to drive over, Doc, if it weren't for that suspended license.
Your driver's license?
No, your medical license. Oh,
you know what, Steve?
What?
You look like my first husband.
I didn't know you'd been married before, Victoria.
Oh, I haven't. Yet.
All our tests indicate that you are suffering from an illness brought on by too much on-the-job stress.
Well, it figures. I hate my job. Well, what do the tests say?
Well, I've got some good news and I got some bad news.
Why don't you give me the bad news first?
Well, the bad news is you've got 4 hours to live. you won't have to go to work in the morning.
Something, I don't know. That's in that pile. Wait a minute. Maybe I left it over there. No, that's not it. Okay,
hey,
wait a minute.
Hey, Joke of the week.
Yeah, I've been looking for it. There it is. Right there. That's the one. Yeah.
Why does electricity shock people?
Oh, why does that electricity people shock? What is it now?
Why does electricity shock people?
Oh, because it doesn't know how to conduct itself.
This week's winner is Karen Stacy Hilton of Sumter, South Carolina. Folks, and your favorite joke in two.
Oh, right there. Joke of the week, P.O. Box 140400, Nashville, Tennessee, 37214.
And remember, if we use your joke, I'll send you one of these.
Wait. Don't hit me in the head like you do every week. Just a second. I got a riddle you can work on during your next commercial here.
A riddle?
Okay, yeah. Okay. What's black and blue and red all over?
That's easy. You.
Hotel.
Say, tell me about your recreation facilities here.
Well, we have a jogging trail available at no charge.
Oh.
A swimming pool available at no charge.
Oh.
An exercise room available at no charge. And an indoor tennis court available at $50 an hour.
Well, wait a minute. Why is everything else free and it's so expensive to use the tennis court?
Oh, that's where we build in our net profits.
You know what I hate about hotels? The towels are so thick and fluffy, you can hardly get your suitcase closed.
You know, all the trouble in the Garden of Eden is when Eve took a bite out of the fruit.
Yeah. I can believe that, because I had the same trouble down in Mexico.
Here's Roy and the Hee Haw cast with a gospel song.
When burden seems to overcome, there's a higher power who's faithful and refuses none.
There's a higher power.
If I ask when to help you through,
there's a higher power.
They're helpless pilgrims just like you.
There's a higher power.
When they sing and shout and walk and talk,
there's a higher power.
Lay down your soul, cause Jesus bought it.
There's a higher power.
Sisters, mark this down.
You can't build a heavenly crown.
But they sing and shout and walk and talk. There's a higher power.
Lay down your soul, cause Jesus bought it.
There's a higher power.
Amen.
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 Amen. There's a higher power.
The Hee Haw Gospel Quartet, Roy Clark, Buck Owens, Grandpa Jones, and Kenny Price, have assembled 24 of their best-loved gospel songs on two records or cassettes. This high-fidelity two-album set has been specially priced at only $17.95. Call toll-free 1-800-922-5100. Or to save COD charges, send $17.95 to Hee Haw Records, Post Office Box 25026, Nashville, Tennessee, 37202.
Ray, you were terrific tonight. You know, I'm your best audience.
Well, thanks, Roy. You know, I noticed you were there at my last concert.
Yeah, and boy, were you funny. Were you surprised to see me out there rolling in the aisles?
No, I knew you were too cheap to buy a seat.
Boom, boom. This man knows his audience. Good night, everybody.
Good night.